Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Tom Beaudet and Luke Burbank each has 3 points. Paula Poundstone has 2.
All right, Paula. You're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the United National Human Rights Council passed a resolution condemning Israel's raid on a Gaza-bound blank.
Flotilla.
Yes, the corruption trial against former Illinois Governor Blank finally began in Chicago this week.
Blagojevich.
Right. On Thursday, the World Health Organization warned that the Blank pandemic is not over yet.
Swine flu.
Right. Nearly a year after he negotiated reporter Laura Ling's release from North Korea, she named her baby in honor of Blank.
Bill Clinton.
Right. Contrary to reports, Democrat Dennis Kucinich and his statuesque wife, Elizabeth, are not writing a children's book about their relationship titled Blank.
Mutt and Jeff.
No, called The Monkey and the Giraffe. Jack Nicholson was among the mourners at a service held for Easy Rider actor and director Blank on Wednesday.
Dennis Hopper.
Right, the Supreme Court changed Miranda rights so that suspects must explicitly say they plan to remain blank.
Silent.
Right, an 89-year-old British crossword puzzle solver was shocked at what he found when he used Google to help him figure out the clue blank.
When he used Google to help him figure out the clue, oh my, Ken Howard.
No, when he used Google to figure out the clue, wild Asian ass. The word the puzzle wanted was onager. It's a species of wild Asian donkey, but 89-year-old Jack Sedgwick could not for the life of him solve it on his own. So he took the clue, wild Asian ass, Googled it, and he found that none of the results that showed up would fit into the allotted space or were words. He also noted that for wild creatures, they looked awfully affectionate. Carl, how did Paula do? I thought she did quite well.
She had a fine round, Peter. 6 correct answers, 12 more points. She now has 14 points and the lead.
Well done.
Thank you. Very well done, Paula.
Thank you very much. We flipped a coin. Tom is elected to go next. So, fill in the blank, Tom. U.S. officials announced they had once again killed the number 3 leader of Blank.
Al-Qaeda.
Right. President Obama met with the governor of Blank this week to discuss immigration regulations.
Arizona.
Right. Scientists are studying how tropical storm Agatha caused an enormous blank to appear in Guatemala.
Oh, a sinkhole.
Right. After failing to deliver on his promises, the prime minister of Blank resigned Wednesday after only 8 months in office.
Japan.
Right. A sign urging cautious driving in a rural area in England with a large fox population reads Blank.
Fox crossing?
No, it says, and I'll read this carefully, for fox's sake, slow down.
Oh. Yeah,
Fox, F-O-X. Yeah. Animal, bushy tail.
Nice.
Nothing to worry about, FCC. Creators of the Broadway musical Avenue Q announced that in spite of his death, they would not write out a character based on the child actor Blank.
Oh, Gary Coleman.
Right. This year's NBA Finals began with a rematch between perennial rivals, the Blank and the Blank.
The Celtics and the Lakers.
Right. A Utah woman is suing Google for damages after she was injured during a walk because Blank.
Wild Asian asses.
No. No. She's suing Google because the Google Maps suggested she walk on the highway in her route. Lauren Rosenberg wasn't planning to take a stroll on the highway, but since Google Maps thought it was a good idea, she thought, sure, why not? Google can't be wrong. They did so well when I used it to help me solve my crossword puzzle. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Well, Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. So I'm guessing the Seattle crowd is rooting for Luke. How many does he need to win?
He needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, here
we go.
Get
ready for disappointment.
They want it, Luke. They want it. Here we go, Luke.
Oh, my God. bad.
Here we go, Luke. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Attorney General Eric Holder announced that authorities have opened criminal and civil investigations into the blank.
BP oil spill.
Right. Severe thunderstorms disrupted a wreath-laying ceremony President Obama was attending in honor of blank.
Memorial Day.
Right. Black box evidence shows that pilots in the plane crash that killed the president of blank were warned it was unsafe to land.
Poland.
Right. Rue McClanahan, best known for her role as Blanche in the TV show Blank, died at age 76.
Golden Girls.
Right. In a trial run, two men from Maine went 220 feet in a rocket car powered by blank.
Air.
No. Mentos and Diet Coke.
I saw that video.
And there you are. Confining themselves in windowless capsules, a group of international scientists began a 520-day simulation of a flight to blank.
Mars.
Right. Surprising Seattle Mariner fans before Wednesday's game, baseball star blank announced his retirement.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Right. On Australian kookaburra, who was addicted to sausages and too fat to fly, has been blanked.
Transported to where it needs to go.
No, has been given a personal trainer. The fat kookaburra bird was found waddling away from the group of dogs that were chasing it, and animal experts quickly realized that the bird's diet of stolen barbecue had made it too fat to get off the ground. Couldn't survive in the wild, so it's now in a rehabilitation center where it has been given a bird gym and three daily sessions with a personal trainer. But its push-up regimen is somewhat impaired by the fact it has no arms. Carl, did Luke do well enough to win?
Luke needed at least six correct answers to tie, and he had six correct answers. So hey! With 15 points, Luke Burbank and Tom Baudette are this week's co-champions.
There you go. Well done.